There's little change from the previous year, with 4 Asia-Pacific economies and 3 from Europe placed in the top 10. The United States ranked 5th behind Australia and Ireland. Chile ranked 8th. The index measures economic freedom in 10 categories that include property rights, freedom from corruption, labor, business, and regulatory freedom. The 157 countries rated in the Heritage Foundation's index received an average 60 out of 100 possible points, and the overall index improved 2.6% since it was first issued in 1995. The Heritage Foundation is an independent, right-of-center-oriented research organization in Washington. Egypt was ranked the most improved at number 85. Bahrain was judged the freest Arab economy at number 19, and Mauritius the freest in Africa at number 18. Anthony Kim, the Heritage Foundation economist responsible for the survey, says post-communist countries are making substantial progress.
We have Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia, Slovenia, Slovakia. These countries have been really pursuing good reforms in terms of taxation, and also cutting, you know, their regulatory burden. So they're making progress.
Kim says China and Vietnam are beginning to make significant progress in economic freedom, but neither is among the 100 freest economies. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.